The red gate in front of you is Shiramon. Two pairs of vermilion pillars and above them a double roof. This is a Chinese form, called a Peilu. Look closely. There are no walls. There are no doors. It is a gate that was never meant to keep anyone out. It was built in the first half of the 16th century in the reign of King Shosei. Now look up, under the roof. There is a plaque, with four characters written on it, Shurei no Kuni. It means, this is a land that observes propriety. That is a carefully chosen thing to write above the entrance to a royal palace. The Ryukyu kingdom did not survive by force. It survived by sending ships, moving goods, and keeping relationships in good order between China, Japan, and the countries of Southeast Asia. Not power, courtesy. This gate was the first thing a visitor read about the country. And it was meant literally. When an envoy arrived from the Emperor of China, the king himself is said to have come down to this gate to receive him. Not to wait in the palace. To come down, and to bow. Now, something people often get wrong. Shuri has three World Heritage Sites, and we will visit all three today. But what is inscribed is not the reconstructed buildings. It is the remains beneath the ground. The foundations, the traces of the walls. That distinction matters. When fire destroyed the main hall in 2019, the World Heritage value of this place was not lost. And this gate, too, is not the original. In 1945, during the Battle of Okinawa, Shurimon burned to the ground, along with almost everything else on this hill. Then, in 1958, this gate was rebuilt. Before any building of the castle itself, this one came first. Think about what that means. People who had lost everything chose to rebuild the gate first. For a place rising out of ashes, those four characters, a land that observes propriety, must have been the thing most worth having back. Shurimon became a symbol of post-war recovery. It later appeared on the 2,000 yen banknote. One more thing before we move on. Turn around with the gate at your back and look west. A wide avenue once ran from here, about 500 meters to another great gate. Two gates facing each other, along the main street of the kingdom. Royal processions passed along it. The far gate was pulled down in the Meiji era, but the road is still there. It runs from in front of this gate to the royal mausoleum we will visit later. So the road you are about to walk was once the ceremonial stage of a kingdom.